From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Novelist Russell Banks has set his stories everywhere from his native New England to the islands of the Caribbean and from the period of abolition to the present day. His latest novel is titled The Reserve, and it takes us to a vast acreage of private land in the Adirondack Mountains on the 4th of July, 1936. Alan Chews has a review.
The rich are different from you and me. That line from F. Scott Fitzgerald seems to have inspired Russell Banks. He responds with a novel that features the moneyed New York State crowd on holiday. Yale graduates married to sisters from elite women's colleges, unaffected by the Great Depression and ensconced in their upstate summer reserve of mountains, woods, and lakes. Vanessa is the adopted child of a physician and an heiress, and she's as enchanting as she is mentally unstable. Jordan is a world-famous artist who swoops down onto one of the lakes in the reserve aboard his seaplane. He's based on a real master of the period, Rockwell Kent, and he nearly loses his balance in meeting Vanessa. She had on bright red, almost scarlet lipstick, and mascara, Banks writes, and though she was pale and her face full of sorrow, she was luminous, enveloped by a light that seemed to emanate from inside her. The plot maintains its balance, though. Vanessa's father going unexpectedly to his grave, and her mother, well, you have to keep reading to know what fate befalls all these grandly romantic figures and how their private lives resonate with the glories and miseries of the times. And yes, you will keep reading. Russell Banks makes it so, with his well-carved sentences and his emotion-drenched scenes, his homages to Hemingway and others. By the end, The Reserve has become a driving novel, yet one with the still settled quality of pathetic tragedy. It's a tragedy you can't help but enjoy.
The novel is The Reserve by Russell Banks. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.